Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, this is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, and your host of the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast. You know, I've taken a bit of a hiatus, as you can imagine, at the time of this airing. There's been so much going on. We're dealing with the COVID pandemic, and I am happy to report this, that business for me as a publisher has spiked, which is why I am coming with this very special message for you. Want to make sure that as we're ending the last quarter of 2020, that you have your proper mindset. This is so essential because as I've been speaking with different influencers and major business powerhouses, we all seem to be having the same conversation. You know, there's this comparison between those of us that have experience where our businesses are booming, even though we're in a pandemic, and we have those that we constantly hear complaining about how the pandemic has led to the downfall of their business. So since the Entrepreneur's Lounge is all about exposing the myths of entrepreneurship and helping you to release the weight of it all, I wanted to come to you with this special message. Now, first and foremost, I also want to thank our supporters out there because I haven't looked at the demographics in a long time. Shame on me. But I looked at them and I said, oh my God, our listenership has tripled since the last time I looked at these statistics. I'm talking about looking at four-digit numbers to now coming back and saying they are five-digit numbers. Tripled listenership. So for that, I am so grateful. And on top of that, the majority of our listeners on this one platform, you know, we have it, our show where most major podcasts are listened to, but on the one main particular platform, 95% of our listeners are from Germany. And I am an American businesswoman, and the podcast is located in headquartered in the United States. So that's pretty freaking impressive. And again, thank you for taking the time to listen. Thank you for referring this show to friends. We are more than delighted that you do so. But here, I want to just take this quick moment, this quick pause, this quick mindset gut check for you as the entrepreneur to get a dose of reality. And number one is this. And I've told you this in previous episodes. You know, I can give the link to one in particular for you to go back and listen to. The reality is always going to be that, you know, there are always economic upturns and downturns. There are always economic recessions. You know, those happen cyclically every 10 years. So one thing about being an entrepreneur, a business owner, is that you have to be able to forecast. You make your business plans. You make your plans and your quarterly goals, your annually goals, your semi-annually, whatever your system is, but you have to be able to forecast. A lot of your job is being able to look at the industry trends, you know, not just what you specialize in, not just what you're trying to grow your business and how you're trying to scale your business, but you must understand your industry, stay current in that industry, and you have to understand how to forecast. Now, I'm not saying all of this is on you. Yes, you'll hire professionals, you'll get assistance, but you as the CEO must stay on the pulse of that. Because look at how many companies, huge entities, multi-million dollar franchises, corporations were number one. The competitors were running themselves ragged for the number two, the number three, number four spot. And now the person that was number one and seemed unbeatable is now forgettable. You know, if you're not staying ahead of the trends, if you're not predicting what, one, a lot of things are just predictable. I told you that we typically have an economic recession every 10 years. Every business in its industry has cyclical trends. So that means there's certain times of the year for what you do that it's not on and popping, as some of the people would say in slang. It's not hot right now. So what programs, what services do you have prepared? What thinking outside of the box are you able to do? Because as a CEO, you should also be a creative. You know how to look at those times that you're tracking your business, you're tracking your industry. You know these are the months where business is not so hot. What do you have to offer? What things can you repurpose? What things do you need to prepare for when the season is hot? Okay? And one of the things that on my platform and consulting I'm doing now is really emphasizing, and you can follow me at The Joy Guru on any of our social media. You can follow me at Fruition Publishing on any of our social media. We're on all main platforms. One of the things I continue to drive home is success is scheduled. It's not happenstance. It's not by accident. To have sustainable success, it is scheduled. What you're doing at every minute of every day, success is scheduled. You know, I hear people saying, I'm not generating the income in the business that I want. In this business, it's just not happening for me. And one of the first questions I'll ask in consulting is, how many sales conversations are you having? A lot of times I hear crickets. How do you expect to make money if you don't have any sales conversations? You know, sometimes, you know, people have that philosophy, if we build it, they will come. That never worked, because you might be building what they don't even want. Or you might be building on a good idea, but that's not what they need right now. Or maybe you didn't take in market conditions. Maybe you didn't even consider or have awareness of how your industry has changed. If you're building something based on what the industry was 5 years ago, chances are you shouldn't be surprised when business is not booming. I look at the publishing field. Publishing changes on a regular basis. I can tell you some changes are every 3 months. They're quarterly. And I see so many people offering, you know, publishing services and things like that, that, you know what? That was really helpful and useful 5 years ago. Some of those things I learned 5 years ago, I wouldn't dare do them for myself personally as a publisher, and definitely I don't do them for my clients. So in addition to having a niche and knowing your niche, you have to know your industry. You have to forecast. You have to prepare for certain things. But let me get back to the main point, because this is not going to be a full episode. I want to bring it back to the full point, and the full point is this. You will have whatever success you're willing to work for. I won't say desire, because we all can desire a lot of things. I won't say what you claim, because people claim a lot of things. You know, I personally love affirmations, but I stress that it's not just saying positive things. It's not just positive thoughts that make it all happen. We all could sit in a very zen zone and talk just like this and strike a pose and do deep breathing. But that in itself doesn't create success. It's the action you take. It's your intentions every single day. It's not just your vision. It's putting the feet behind the vision, the execution that makes it work. So if you are determined to be successful, determined, you're intentional, you'll be successful. And it doesn't matter if it's a pandemic or a recession. Go do your research. Do you know how many brands started their companies in a pandemic? Do you know how many record-breaking successful entrepreneurs and companies started in the middle of a recession? And they are still thriving today. So if you want to believe that COVID or any other pandemic or recession is the sole cause of your downfall, then so be it. It will be. If you're believing that COVID and a pandemic or a recession has taught you the value of time, the value of being intentional, the importance of seizing the moment and seizing the day and stop talking about it, but being about it, to stop visioning and planning, but to execute, to stop dreaming, but now put feet to your vision and do it, to call people, to do strategy sessions, to educate yourself on what you need to know, to study the industry, to take advantage of programs out there. There's so many city economic development centers that are offering free programs and virtual programs just for business owners. They know you're struggling. They want to help you. There are so many free programs right now virtually. You can do this from the comfort of your house. The Small Business Administration. Go to the source and get them only if you're intentional. Because success is scheduled. It's not by happenstance. It's not by accident. It is scheduled. And even if you're like myself, who became an accidental entrepreneur, there will be an article in a nice magazine coming out soon before the end of this year. And let me just hint, hint, for those of you that have not been tracking me, I am now the managing editor of the global magazine, Communicate Magazine. You can find that information on any of my social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, what have you. I am always at The Joy Guru and at Fruition Publishing. The only exception for that is on Facebook, I am Alicia Brown, The Joy Guru. But all other platforms, I am The Joy Guru. And like I said, Fruition Publishing. Of course, our website is fruitionpublishing.com. And you always can get all my links for all my platforms at thejoyguru.net. But if you've been tracking me, you've seen me as the managing editor. You've seen some of the celebrities I've interviewed. You've seen some of our covers. So I would definitely tell you, keep track of Communique Magazine. You can find us at communiquemagazine.com, but you should go on my social media so you can just click my bio or click the links and just get it there. But also, I will be talking a little bit about my journey of being an accidental entrepreneur in an upcoming issue of that magazine. It should be the November or December issue. Because what I really want you as entrepreneurs to get is how to design your own success. A lot of times, the blessings of entrepreneurship is what is often the curse for others, but it doesn't have to be that way. But you're going to have to change your mindset. You can't sit here believing that coronavirus is just the cause of all these businesses that fail. Let me tell you what's the cause of all these businesses that fail. And I say this with love because, no, I'm not oblivious to things. I know there are certain industries that, honest to God, because of the way they operate, that coronavirus had a major impact. I dare to say there are probably a few that really, under coronavirus conditions, they really can't operate and monetize the way they used to. The caveat to that is, I said, the way they used to. Sometimes there's other services and things they can do while they're waiting out this pandemic. They just can't do business as usual. And that's the truth of business, period. As things change, you can't do business as usual. A trendsetter is staying ahead of the trend. A trendsetter makes trends. They're not waiting for everyone else to tell them what to do. They're just going out and doing it. They're not copycatting this one or this one. No, they're not oblivious of their competitors. They're not oblivious of what the market is doing. But you know what? They are using the power of who they are, their vision, their creativity. They're not waiting for everyone to understand it. That's what makes a visionary. If everyone else understood it, it would be common. You want to do things that are not mediocre. You want to do things that are extraordinary. You want to have that image that nobody else does it the way you do it. I can tell you when people come and get services from Fruition Publishing Concierge Services, they can tell you regardless of whatever publisher they worked for before, whatever experiences they had with people that said they did this or said they did this, they didn't receive the treatment we give them. I love hearing those stories. I love hearing people say, you know, I prayed and I know other people, but I was led to you. I need to work with you. I need you to publish my story. I trust you with the privacy of my information, with something heart-wrenching that I've never told anyone else before. And because of that trust, and because of the spirit I have for this company, our mission, our vision, believe me, I handle every author, every story with the utmost of care. When I'm in front of the media, when I'm in front of TV producers, when I'm in front of mainstream magazines and articles, I am pitching your story as if it was my own. Actually, I'm probably pitching it better than my own because I'm thinking of you first before I'm thinking of me. But here is the number one thing. If you remember nothing else from this podcast episode, I want you to. Are you ready? The number one secret I want you to remember as an entrepreneur, the blessing is whatever you want to see, whatever you want to happen in your business, whatever your ideal goal is of success in what you do, you hold the pen to draw it and make it happen. See, when you work for someone else, there's certain mandates, there's certain rules, there's certain regulations, there's a certain order that the boss, the person at the top, says. And then it goes through several different layers of leadership, and then it comes to you. Here's your hours to coming in and out of work. Now, I remember having a flexible schedule at my last employer, but you know what? There were some limitations. Because if there was a meeting I had to be at, guess what? I have to be at that. There's no flex schedule for that. If there's a special committee or a special training that they want me to participate in, guess what? I have to be at that. The flex schedule has nothing to do with that at that time. So I always had to follow certain things as they are given from the top down. You are the top. You are that person. You are the shot caller. You're the one that makes the rules to follow. So if things in your operations, in your revenue, in your experience, if it just isn't what you want, and it's not always money. Sometimes you're making all the money you want, but you're working too hard for it. You're stressed out. You're tired. You don't have enough time to spend with your family or do fun things. Guess what? Don't like it? You change it. You're the CEO. You get to hire and fire. You get to change things. You get to say, I don't like this process. You get to say, guess what? 3 o'clock Monday through Friday, I want to eat ice cream. I want to sit at this desk. I don't want to take any phone calls. I don't want to work on any projects. If that's what you want, it's your business. Go do it. Go plan things so you can have what you want. If you want 4 vacations a year and you don't want to go in debt to have it, then you're a business owner. What program, what service, who do you need to talk to and sell that service to generate the revenue you want in your business? Does it happen overnight? No, it doesn't. But once you have the mindset that you really are in control and things are happening for you and not to you, then you'll understand the power you really have and it'll be a blessing, not a curse. So I just wanted to come to you with that today. I want to encourage you not to take this negative space that I hear so often, because I'm here to tell you from personal experience, what I'm seeing is a great divide. And when I talk to people all the way from where I'm at to 8-figure businesses. Matter of fact, I just think it's so cool at this point in business to be in conversations with people that are doing $10 million and up dollar deals. I'm not even talking about you have a business that generates $10 million a year. I'm talking about you're doing deals that are $10 million or in excess. Okay, that's a whole different level. And it's even more special when you're able to provide. You're sitting at the table with them in a seat that no one could pay for, and they're looking to you for your expertise. That is cool as I don't know what. So surveying them, so to speak, a soft survey, a soft research, I see the same narrative. There are those who really are having their best year, their best quarter in coronavirus, and it's not that they're exploiting people. It's really that at the beginning of this, like myself, their mindset was, I know how to pivot. They weren't panicking like, oh, here's COVID. So I guess all the plans I had for A, B, C, D, they're down the drain. So yeah, I know I'm not going to make any money now. The people that had the idea, guess what? They're absolutely right. They're not making any money. All hope is lost. Some of them folded their business. For some of them, to be honest with you, the one thing I find is common, they should have. Why? Because your business was bleeding before COVID. So the fact that there's a demise in your business, there's nothing going on, there's no life. If you were honest, there was no life before. The only difference was that you could sort of get away with business as usual, and now that things are hot, you just can't anymore. The antiquated system, the antiquated, the service that was mediocre. You're not valuing your customers. You're not targeting the right customers. You're not investing in your business. Were all these little factors that were leading your business to bleed money and produce little to no success. Now, I also see another resurgence, and that is people that are in that predicament and know they need help, and they're going out and getting it. And one of the things I love is serving as a business consultant is the fact that you can't see certain things. You're too close to your business. You're too in love with your baby. You can't see those blind spots, and that's why they're blind spots. You can have someone else come in like, oh, you could do this, this, this. So what are the three? I asked someone this week, what are the three things your business is known for making money for? Not what you can do, because we all as entrepreneurs have a variety of gifts. Most of us can do so many different things. But what is your business known for making money for? Give me the top three things. And then we looked at those three things. We looked at the current pandemic, but we looked for what is needed. How do you pivot? How can you tweak it? How can you do this, this, and this that no one else seems to do? Where is the room for opportunity? Because the fact is, people, there are businesses opening every day. So everyone's not having this lackluster experience and bleeding money. Remember, no matter what the economy is, there's always new houses. There's always people buying real estate. There's always people moving into exclusive neighborhoods. There is money out there. So this thing I saw a lot of business owners do where you're pricing things dirt cheap because, or I want to give it away for free, or I won't offer it because, you know, people just don't have money during these times. No, no, sweetie, they have money. Maybe the people you're targeting don't have money, and maybe that's part of your problem. Because you're always trying to target people for your services that you know can't pay it. So why are you targeting them? Okay. I'm going to get off my pulpit right now because I can see I'm going into coaching, but I just want you to have this time to really change your mindset. I wanted to give you that little boost, light a little fire under you, because you know what? If you believe in what you do, if you believe you've been purposed to do it, there should be nothing that stops you from doing that. I like working with people, working with entrepreneurs that want to do what they're passionate about. Not just doing anything to turn a quick buck, because you know what? There's a lot of things you can do, legal and illegal, to get money. But if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you should be doing the business that you love, not just creating another job for yourself that has your name on it. No one should be in the business to just have a job that has their name on it. Trust me, 9 times out of 10, you can go work for an employer and make more money. But when you're creating a business, when you're the CEO, you should be creating the business of your dreams where you would do this all day, every day for free. And you should be compensated as if you are that millionaire. So build your millions, change your mindset. Know that pandemic, recession or not, you are fully capable of launching your next success. And understand, you must execute, you must take action, and continually, you must be intentional. Because it doesn't just happen by circumstance. It doesn't just happen by accident. Success is scheduled. So what are you scheduling today and this week for your own success versus someone else's? I would love to hear feedback from you. So remember, you can always join us on our Facebook page and our Facebook group. The Entrepreneurs Lounge radio show and podcast. You can go to joyguru.net where you can find the link to the show and those things and connect with me. I love to hear the feedback. Those of you that are having record-breaking success or you're tweaking things, you're listening to these episodes and getting your pen and paper handy and listening to the experts and doing the work, we want to hear from you. We want to highlight some success stories. So make sure you go to thejoyguru.net find that information. We now have a podcast page on that website. So instead of you going to the entrepreneurslounge.info, you can click podcast right on the joyguru.net site and be led right to where you can listen to these and other great episodes. So here's to your success and prosperity, and bye-bye for now from Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.